From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez here on the Michigan Talk Network all over the Great Lakes State. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Podcast brought to you by carnivoreclub.co, your meat of the month club, so to speak. Check them out. Go to their website, wildmichiganradio.com. Click on the link for Carnivore Club. And when you do check out with your order, because we know you're going to, use the promo code WILDMICHIGAN for 15% off your complete order. And it's a good time for the holidays to get some something really cool for somebody special this holiday season. Also want to thank Lucky Buck, HHA Sports, Dart and Archery, and Costa Sunglasses for helping us out. And when we have warm temperatures like we've had this week, 75 degrees, it's really hard to talk about deer hunting, even though the rut's kind of coming up. Hard to talk about duck hunting because that's starting to whiten down a little bit. So, you know, you go to the Facebook, what can I find? What can I find? Well, a couple of weeks ago, I got a message from Patrick Flanagan, who is a marksman is kind of an understatement, but about his new show coming out. So I figured, you know what, let's give this a try. So I hit him up on the Facebook and I get instant response. And that's why he is here with us now. Patrick Flanagan joining us on the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you doing?
Doing good. How would you best explain what you do? I mean, trick shot isn't fair. I mean, that's, I mean, I don't know. I don't really consider
Bon Jovi with the shotgun.
Bon Jovi with the shotgun. Come on, you don't have the huge hair.
it's funny. I get asked that question all the time, and it's one of those things. I've been doing it 15 years, so I guess maybe I should have a really good, quick response, but it's hard to explain. I mean, it's exhibition shooting. I mean, that's the general term, but it's we put more of a modern twist to it, and basically my focus is taking a shotgun, getting out in front of an audience and entertaining them in a unique but fun and safe manner. So it's just instinctive feeling and just kind of going with whatever your mind can create and having fun with it. So that's about it, and I'll probably answer it different next week on another interview. So,
well, yeah. I mean, but that's fair because I'm looking, you know, extreme record number one, extreme record number two. That's all well and good, but this is done with a shotgun. And it's more than just clay shooting because there's so many different things that you can do in
shooting. Well, it's different shooting mounts. I mean, we're in a live show, we're shooting all sorts of different objects and whatnot, obviously, because it is geared towards entertainment. You know, you have to be an entertainer first and foremost, and then be a marksman. But in the most part, it's shooting at clays, obviously, is a big part of what we do, but it's from different shooting mounts, not just your traditional shoulder mount. You know, you're shooting from the hip, you're shooting with one hand from the hip with the gun upside down above your head, behind your back, between your legs. You know, so whichever way you can come up with a unique way to present that that firearm and target presentation, basically. So it's fun, man, just being creative, and I've been doing this a long time, and I just enjoy what I'm doing.
It's got to start somewhere, Patrick. I mean, there's five boys in your family? You're number two in the bunch. There's got to be competition within the family.
Oh, man. yeah, but not in this. I mean, just the general nature of being competitive for me is just, it's always been there. Growing up an athlete of different sports, football, baseball, basketball, wrestling, boxing, you name it. I grew up in a family of boys, and we were what made each other great in that we had not only the support, love, and respect that a brother would have for another brother, but we had each other to push us. And that came, you know, it turned into a competitive thing. But that didn't, you know, it was all done with love, obviously. But that went from, you know, whether we were on a basketball court or out in the field shooting at ducks or whatever, we've always just pushed each other to be our, you know, be the best the other one could be. And that definitely played a big part in what I do with this.
Patrick Flanagan is our guest here on Wild Michigan. PatrickFlanagan.com is his website. Aside from the extended tube for rounds, are there any modifications to your shotgun? Anything like super special?
Absolutely nothing done to the shotguns that make them quicker are any different than a shotgun you'd grab off the shelf. So the magazine tube extension, obviously, just for more rounds. But other than that, I don't. I always tell people I'm not a gunsmith, you know, tech individual that can just sit and tweak guns and make them faster, better, quicker, whatever. I'm a guy that looks for the simple way to just do something. And so all I do is put a tube on the shotgun and go out and I let it rip.
You know, and that's funny because, you know, I love bow hunting as much as I do hunting with my shotguns. But there are guys that are so tech savvy when it comes to a bow that right. The subtle nuances, man, I mean, they can tune their bow to no end. And I'm more of, if I pick it up, I can shoot it. I'm comfortable that way. And you seem to be pretty much the same way.
Well, absolutely. You know, it's one of those things where when I look at guns or different shotguns or if I'm going to endorse one or promote one or whatever, it's get me one, you know, pull it up to my shoulder, see how it feels, and have that first natural fit. And I know right then and there if it's going to be a gun that's going to work for me or not, you know. And I work in an industry surrounded by guys that are just geniuses of tech stuff with firearms, and I purposely avoid those conversations at like the SHOT shows because I know I'm going to get sunk in that conversation. I just, whatever feels good or whatever, you know, works the best or is that natural fit, go with it. And if it's working, don't fix it.
Yeah, exactly. And you probably, I mean, look, we have a lot of friends in this industry and they're handed a lot of stuff because they always want somebody to endorse their product. But you feel a lot like I do. If you don't believe in it, you don't want to even touch it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Too many people out there just endorsing stuff for a paycheck and they don't really believe actually in the product. Or they probably haven't even used the product. And that's the reality and the truth of it across the board on a lot of levels. For me, it's like, listen, if you've got a product you want me to check out, I take a look at it. I try it out. I'll give you my feedback. If it's something that I'm really passionate about and I really enjoy it, I can see a purpose to myself using it or promoting it. Those folks will know because I'll come back around and let them, you know what I think, but also show them the passion I have for the product that they're making.
Now, for shooting, for records, for things that you're doing right now, what are you using?
Winchester Super X3. I kind of went, it's funny, this is another story for probably a different, much longer show, but after being with Winchester for 10-plus years, and I was with Mossberg for 3 or more years, I just finally said, I don't want to endorse a particular brand anymore. I'm very much just into the idea of using whatever guns I want to use. And then also when I'm after a show, I'm talking to kids and stuff like that. And I want to be able to tell them that, hey, whatever gun you use, the gun that you need to use, or the one that works the best for you, is the one you should keep. Where, you know, when you're endorsing a particular brand, you're always pushing something onto people. I don't want to push anything onto someone. I just want to let people do what they want to do and just have fun doing what I do. So right now it's the Winchester SX3s that I primarily use for everything. They've always been that go-to gun for me. It's a gun that I was a part of the Winchester company, helping them to create that gun, market that gun. I broke multiple world records with it. And it's just it's the one gun where I can go and grab one off a shelf at a sporting goods store and go out to my trailer, throw an extension on it, never pull the trigger on it, go out and do a live exhibition with it, and you'd think I would have shot that gun for 5 years.
No,
I just have that much confidence in it, and it's just one of those guns that's always fit me perfectly. So
I got a lot of friends that use that same gun, and they speak very highly of it. And you know, I've got everything. I've got my Browning Auto 5, which is the 9 pounds of gun that I drag around with me in the woods. But it's been something I've used since I was a kid. But you know, sure. I do have Remingtons and Mossbergs and everything else. It all depends on what I'm using at that time. You know, it's what works and what I found to work and it's what I can afford.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why, you know, it's just one of those deals where, you know, I understand the importance of having individual, you know, brands that people would promote and endorse, but I think I'm at the point where I've done it long enough that, you know, I just want people to shoot what makes them happy, what works for them, and what they're hitting most targets with, birds, ducks, pheasants,
all right,
clay, whatever.
Patrick Flanagan is our guest, patrickflanagan.com. Check him out online. We're going to talk to him some more. Going to find out about 2016 Spray and Pray right here on Wild Michigan. Get down in that Georgia clay and alpine peaks. At the bottom of a real tall cold drink. Chilling to some Skinner or some Mohawk.
Hi, this is Larry Weissen, and you're listening to Wild Michigan with Duran Martinez. Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. All over the Michigan Talk Network. WildMichiganRadio.com is our website. Being brought to you in part by Lucky Buck and Darton Archery. A couple of good Michigan companies here. Talking with Patrick Flanagan. You know what, again, the Bon Jovi and shooting together, I think I like that better. That's so much easier for me to say. But those
living out of prayer.
Yeah, right. Living the people in the shooting, you know, that follow shooting or the type of shooting you do, or you know, just hunting in general, they know who you are, and it's pretty cool. It's really cool to have you on here, and we appreciate it. Now, spray and pray. You've got a tour and shows. You are lining things up, and you know, it's basically extreme shooting, but this time you're not alone.
Right. 2016 is extremely unique in that it's the first time I've ever had anybody perform with me in my shows. I just never saw myself sharing the stage with somebody else. But as I, you know, again, I've done this for 15 years, and as I get to the you know, a certain age of things change, and I don't want to say I'm getting older, I'm getting young, whatever, but I'm getting to that mentoring point in my life where I just said, you know what, I'm either going to walk away from this at some point, pursue other things, or I'm going to step up and be a mentor for somebody, something I've always wanted to do when I started this, but never had the time to really do it. So I did it finally, and I ended up, there's a 16-year-old girl, and I mean, of all people or whatever, in ages, I never saw it going this way, but I've got a 16-year-old young lady, her name is Taylor, and she's an Iowa State trap shooter. She's champion this, champion that of this Iowa game, this and this. I mean, you name it, the girl's done it with the trap shooting thing. But I met her and her family, got her aboard, and it's just brought a unique, awesome, fun, and female dynamic to the show, and a new youthful dynamic, which I think is really important. So it's myself, a young 16-year-old female shooter. We're going to be once again going definitely throughout the country, possibly over to Europe again, and just continuing to put on a show, but with a different twist, obviously, now that I've got a second unique talent in there. So I'm excited for it. You know, people can find out more information. Just go to the webpage, patrickflanagan.com, or the Facebook pages, and watch the videos. It'll give you a better feel of exactly what you'll get or what you're going to see.
Yeah, you know, when we got the video, I remember looking at it. I'm like, wow, this is cool. You know, and then you get busy with other stuff. You get sidetracked. And when that came, now, do you have people that work with you that are sending this out, or is this all you hustling everything?
I've got some administrators that do a lot of they push a lot of the stuff out for me online. But primarily, I am the one that's behind all the editing of the videos and stuff. That's something from all the years of TV that I did in front of the camera. I fell in love with being behind the camera, working on the production stuff. So I am cutting a lot of the video. I am doing a lot of the filming of it. For me, it's easy. I've got 15, well, actually probably about 20 years of video footage. It's more, you know, about getting more stuff with Taylor involved in this. So yeah, I'm doing a lot of the editing, and we've got myself, but other people too that help us push it, promote it out to other people, and just kind of do the little, you know, PR pushes for us.
Sure, you know, it's funny in talking to you off air. You talk about falling asleep in front of a monitor, much like I fell asleep. Literally fell asleep in front of the microphone here, and in between shows that I'm doing here, and a coworker came in and she says, "Hey, wake up!" I'm like, "Oh God, what time is it?" You know, but it's that kind of hands-on thing. This is not only your name and your life, but it's a representation of you, and you want things to be right.
Absolutely. You know, and I'll tell you something, buddy. I'm glad you hit on this. People don't get what professional outdoorsmen, shooters, people that do what I do, what we put into this stuff behind the scenes. They just see the final product. They see at an event, they see a signing autographs, they see on TV, they see whatever. But for me, and I guess I can't speak for everybody else, but never was there a day when I started this that I hadn't committed pretty much that entire day to this. And a lot of folks really can't comprehend that because a lot of people don't put that amount of time into anything. Mm-hmm. But I know for myself, you know, I've been doing it professionally for 15 years, but I started pursuing this about 17 years ago. And there's never been a day that I wasn't committed where this wasn't at least on my mind, you know, or coming up on my phone, you know, while I'm doing stuff that I, you know, should be focused on, you know, otherwise. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of time commitment, a lot of things that go into this, a lot of hard work, and, you know, for I think for any professional across the board, people don't really see what goes into, you know, they didn't just wake up and become a professional. You know, they put a lot of additional hard work into doing what they do and something they love and something they're passionate about. And you can relate to that with just doing your radio shows and everything else that you do.
So. Oh, yeah. You know, and we've been very fortunate, too, to have friends that have been, you know, like with the Outdoor Channel since the very beginning. And I've watched these guys work and work and work. And like you said, a lot of people don't realize. They say, oh, it must be great to go all over the world and hunt or to shoot and to fish. It's not like that, because you know what? I talk to these guys off there and it's like, oh, I got to go do this, or oh, I got to do that. You know, it's not just hunting. And for you, it's not just shooting recreationally. It's a life. I mean, you love it, but it's still, you know, it's a lot of work that goes on to put those shows on, to make those appearances and everything else. You know, it's like my friends, we just had this conversation the other day. You know, it's like, oh, you've been doing this portion of the Outdoors radio show for 10 years. I'm like, yeah, it'd be great to be able to go hunt and fish once in a while.
That's just it. I'll tell you what, I hunt less, I fish less, and I shoot less than I ever have in my life since I started doing this professionally. So figure that one out.
No, I get it. But you did take a really nice buck the other day. And come on.
Right place, right time.
Right, well, come on. You told the guy that you took it with your hands.
You saw that, yeah.
I did.
No, I did. I was fortunate enough to, you know, we're up in Wisconsin. I'm in Wisconsin right now. You know, I go between Wisconsin and South Dakota, and as you know, Michigan over there. We got some great, you know, whitetail up here in the north. Mm-hmm. And it was just, again, it was the right place, right time. I'd love to sit and say that I put in all this time pursuing that deer and blah, 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 but reality is, no, I'd never even seen that deer before. Went up in the stand, and I shot that deer about 40 minutes after sitting in the stand one morning.
And so, you were with your bow?
Yes.
See, it's not even a shotgun. So
No, not yet. That doesn't roll in here for a while yet. I think, what, less than 2 weeks.
Yeah,
our gun season will kick in.
The 15th is when we come up. You know, hey, help me with this. This is almost like a public service announcement coming from you, speaking with Patrick Flanagan here on Wild Michigan. Why is it, okay, November 15th is our firearm opener. Why does everyone wait till the 14th to get their licenses and sight in?
I don't know. I got nothing for you. I'll probably be sighted in on the 14th myself.
All right, good. There it is.
I wish people would. You know how it is. I mean, you've got so many folks out there that just don't. This is something they go out, they deer hunt. It's the one time a year that they actually go out and they actually hunt. But you know, reality of it is that. If it is that only one time, be smart and spend a little extra time or be a little more committed to the safety and responsibility of what you're going out to do and you know, spend a little more time with that firearm. Definitely probably get out there before the 14th and sight it in. But don't put that all on to me, because it's probably about 99.9% of your listeners and my friends, everybody else that do the same exact thing. So
that's all right. Patrick Flanagan, appreciate you joining us. PatrickFlanagan.com. A link on WildMichiganRadio.com.
You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at OutdoorMailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up, turn the noise down, let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Thanks to Patrick Flanagan, shooter extraordinaire. Again, the Bon Jovi and the shotgun thing really kind of added to it, but to the description. But check him out, PatrickFlanagan.com. Great guy. A lot of fun to talk to, and hopefully we'll run into him, which I'm sure we will, coming up at the SHOT Show in January. We're planning on hitting the road, heading the Archery Trade Association show, also SHOT Show. This year we're going to be doing lots of things. Got a lot of cool stuff coming up for 2016, providing we're still here, of course. You never know what could happen. But earlier this year, we had the opportunity to go to the Carl T. Johnson Hunt and Fish Center up in Cadillac, Michigan, right there by Lake Mitchell, our good friend Ed Shaw. DNR interpreter was there. And Ed, we just had this conversation off air. Welcome to the show. But when it says interpreter, you get asked this question all the time, and I just ask you because I didn't know. But now it all makes sense. That title, if you don't mind, explain a little bit.
Well, as you said, I'm the hunting and fishing interpreter, so it's my job to interpret or teach people about hunting and fishing. You know, a lot of folks that come through, especially at Mitchell State Park where we're located, camping in the summertime, they may not hunt and fish. And, you know, it's my job to provide a good understanding of hunting and fishing. And I'm sure all your listeners love to hunt and fish and are just as passionate as I am about it. But I'm sure people run into it all the time. So we have many interpreters across the state. There's 9 of us, each one specializing in something very cool. So like at Hartwick Pines, we have our old growth forest interpreter. He's the interpreter there in the park. So that's what we do. We educate the people about the outdoors.
And, you know, one of the cool things about this show that we have noticed and have talked to people a lot over the years is that not everybody hunts and fishes that listens to the show. They just kind of come in and kind of listen, which I think is really cool. So when they come up to Cadillac, they come up to the Carl T. Johnson Hunt and Fish Center, there is a lot to learn, even if you are not a hunter or an angler. There's a lot to learn about the outdoors here in Michigan at that facility.
Yep, we even got a few that working here that they don't hunt or fish, but they enjoy taking photography of wildlife, and it's just like hunting, you know, whether you're shooting a gun or a bow or you're pushing the button on the camera. To them, it's just as exciting, and that's what we want to show people.
Absolutely.
It's all about the outdoors.
Absolutely. Now, we were up there for the bear classes that you had earlier this year, and I'll be honest, you had quite a selection. There's a lot of work that goes into the displays there at the Carl T. Johnson Hunt and Fish Center, because it's not just a bunch of rooms where you go in and you learn stuff. There are some really cool displays. They're historic displays, and you had some ice fishing decoys on there that were quite valuable at the same time.
Yeah, we have an Oscar Peterson display. Those were donated by a local, Cliff Shogren, which are pretty cool. But each display is geared towards, you know, hunting and fishing heritage and showing folks all about the patrons of Michigan, you know, the wolf, the bear, deer, whatever it may be. So it's a pretty cool, I don't want to quite call it a museum, but that's what it is.
No, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of museum quality things there and a lot of history involved. You know, I mean, there's a lot of history in hunting and fishing and the logging industry, everything here in Michigan, but that facility, for the average person to come in and learn off the street, it's very nice. And you have classes. We took that bear hunting class that showed baiting techniques and cover scent techniques and things like that. Things that I've hunted bear and a lot of things I didn't even know.
That is just a great course. I'll tell you what, our local conservation officers, especially Sam Kaczynski, you know, puts a lot of time and effort and care. And the folks that we bring into these classes, such as the Bear Hunting Clinic, are very passionate about that particular sport that they do, including myself. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people don't see the behind the scenes and the time and effort that we meet, put together PowerPoints and how we're going to run the classes, but at the day of the class, when the students show up, we want to make sure that they're getting what they want when they come. And that's what, you know, it's all about bear hunting. We're not going to teach you much about we go over the biology and how the DNR manage it, but as you saw, it was a very small portion of it. Our focus was to make you a successful bear hunter, and that's our goal. That's what we want to do. We want to see you hunting and fishing and being successful at what you do.
Yeah, we thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. My girlfriend Sarah Marie and my friend Russ Bartel. Russ went up to Canada, applied some of those techniques, was successful in his hunt. And Sarah and I are just going to be, you know, hanging out. We've been collecting preference points. Hopefully next year one of us will get out. And hunting bear in Michigan that way, the way we learned, is a bit different than hunting in Canada because we had guides up there. And what we learned were things that were very important to maybe doing it ourselves should we get that kind of time.
Yes, I learned the hard way of what not to do.
And that's what I wanted to pass on. That's how this class came about. You know, I drew a tag many years ago, and I wanted to do it myself and be a successful bear hunter. I wanted to shoot a bear with a bow, and it was a steep learning curve of what not to do bear hunting.
Now, I get that. I built a whole radio show on what not to do, and that's why you bring the experts in and get guys like yourself in here.
It was trust me, it was not a successful year.
Ed Shaw's our guest here on Wild Michigan. And as always, if you ever miss any of this show, you can pick it up on the podcast on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, brought to you by Carnivore Club. Those guys are really great. They've got a great thing going on, and you can get 15% off your checkout. Use the promo code WILDMICHIGAN. That, of course, is for the podcast and when you get to Carnivore Club to see what they have as well. But we're speaking with Ed Shaw. And Ed, when we did the class with you guys there, we talked about black bear hunting. We had the COs, we had conservation officers in there, we had biologists, we had a master taxidermist in there as well, because there are so many things that go into your hunt and you want to preserve for after the fact.
Yep, and we bring folks in like that for not only hunting but our fishing classes, because I can't be an expert in everything, and we want to make sure you're getting it from the mouth of the expert in that particular field. And that's our goal. And, you know, like you said, with the master taxidermist, you know, how many people think of, I'm going to go on a bear hunt, I'm going to have it mounted, I'm going to do something with the hide, I'm going to do something with the head. But how many of us actually contact a taxidermist before we go? I know I never did until I learned from the taxidermist that, yeah, I should probably contact them before I go, so I know right where I'm taking that bear hide or the deer before I go hunting. That way, when I shoot my trophy and I'm going to have it mounted, then I know right where I'm going and right where I'm taking it.
Exactly. We're speaking with Ed Shaw here from the Carl T. Johnson Hunt and Fish Center, located in Mitchell State Park in Cadillac, Michigan. A great opportunity. Ed, we're going to put you on hold, but it was very cool because we were there for the class and we ended up at a ribbon cutting, which was an honor to be at, because Bob Gardner was there and you know, some of your pro staff for the Michigan DNR were there as well. And we're going to talk about that, because these guys and gals are going to be involved in some events coming up for the winter classes for ice fishing. Our good friend Norm Smith is somebody we talked to about that, and we're going to talk more with Ed Shaw about that. So, Ed, hang on if you would, please. All right, we're going to keep Ed on the line here. It's Wild Michigan, wildmichiganradio.com. Find us on Facebook, and we are being brought to you in part by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral. Also, our friends at Darton Archery. We are getting a lot of our good Michigan companies involved with this show here, and we appreciate you guys joining us here on the show as well. So, again, hit those up on the website, wildmichiganradio.com, Facebook, Twitter, at Wild Michigan. And lots more coming your way. Thanks again to Patrick Flanagan. But we're going to talk more with Ed Shaw at the Carl T. Johnson Hunt and Fish Center inside the Mitchell State Park here on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Cross the line at an altitude time, in a state 94 more miles through the Great Lakes State. Turn it up so the bus ain't late, another night in Michigan.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, brought to you in part by Costa Sunglasses. See what's out there. Absolutely love my Costa sunglasses. And it doesn't have to be just for fishing. I just like wearing them because you see colors that they don't even have names for, man. I love them to death. Speaking with Ed Shaw, interpreter for the Michigan DNR, about what's coming up at the Mitchell State Park at the Carl T. Johnson Hunt and Fish Center. We're hoping, you know, we've not had a great start to the cold weather yet, but we're hoping to get some ice fishing in this year. Of course, farther north, usually the better. But Ed, you guys offer some ice fishing classes there. And that's that was pretty popular last year.
It was. Despite the bitter cold weather, we had great ice. We were catching nice big crappies out on the ice, and it made for a great year. Our programs have just really taken off. Just, they're a lot of fun.
Now, what I noticed when we were up at the center there over the summer for the Bear Instruction class was you have product. You have gear to lend people, fishing rods and the like. And it's to lend. It's no charge. Just drop off your ID or, register these things. And basically, you can go up and use this stuff.
Yep, that's correct. It's a really cool program, and I'll tell you what, I can't be more thankful to companies like Clam and Vexilar, because this year they donated a lot of equipment that we didn't have, that we were missing. They filled in the gaps. But you can stop by, and if we have an ice shanty available, if one's not out on the ice, we have ice shanties, we have heaters, we have tip-ups and rods and reels. You can even check out a flasher from Vexilar. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. So you're not making that huge investment in ice fishing. If you want to try top-of-the-line gear, and not only that, but if you come to one of our classes, we'll teach you how to use all that stuff. And the coolest thing is we just partnered with Vexilar. We'll have flyers in all the stores, and if you purchase your electronics and you want to come to the Carl T and learn how to use that flasher or that camera, we'll take you out on the ice for 2 or 3 hours and teach you not only how to use the electronics, but it's an opportunity to go fishing with some pros, which is a pretty unique experience.
Oh, yeah, it is. You know, and to have that kind of ammunition, so to speak, to have really, really used the equipment, to have that instruction by people that use it all the time. You know, I love some of our local stores, but you're not going to get that kind of, hands-on attention at a retailer.
No, and that's the whole idea is hopefully it helps out some local stores in not only selling products, but, they'll sell the products, and maybe people are unsure about purchasing some electronics for fishing, but you ask any pro, and they're not even going to touch ice without those electronics. But it's your opportunity to also come up to Cadillac and get out on some ice with some folks who know where to go, what they're looking for, and we're going to show you how we catch fish. Local pro staffer Steve Berry, he's going to all in for it. He'll be here on our posted date. You can find those all online. Nort, like you said, Norm Smith, he's going to be here for some of the classes from HT. HT donated some equipment this year too, and I can't be more thankful to these ice fishing companies. They are phenomenal.
Absolutely, yeah. Norm Smith is a great guy, longtime friend of ours here. Fished with Norm, learned a lot from Norm. And, you've got the Hard Water School coming up on January 2nd. Yeah, it's the day after New Year, but it's still a day that hopefully we'll have some good, safe ice and get you out fishing.
That's the hope. If we have good ice, we'll get you on some fish. And the day before that, we're doing an electronics seminar on how to use your electronics that you may have gotten for Christmas. So we're hoping that folks will bring in those electronics and we'll get them out on the ice. That'll allow us to do a little pre-fishing for the Hard Water School folks, too. So some of these programs are free, like the electronic ones. Some of them we do charge for, but it's $20-$25, $30 for the Hard Water School. But you get some gear and equipment with that, too. So we put together some awesome buckets last year for the folks. The students got here, and I didn't have a problem selling all the rest of the buckets that we put together because they were phenomenal.
And you've got ice fishing seminars and youth ice fishing seminars coming up on February 13th, another Hard Water School on March 12th. And one that's really popular that I noticed, because I thought about getting in on it last year, and I didn't because it got filled up so quick, but in April you have the Steelhead Clinic.
Holy cow, is that program taken off. I think we set a record on registration. We filled that class last year in 2 days. That shows you how popular that class is. The staff does a great job putting that together. We have the past president of our local TU chapter and the vice president. They helped me put that Steelhead Clinic on. And John Zakrysik, if there's a guy you want to go fishing with, or Edward Selinsky, these are guys that, trust me, if I go fishing, I'm calling them to see what's happening.
Exactly. And, you know, it's kind of funny. Just so many cool classes. That, you know, the Outdoor Skills Academy, this is something that you know, I want to take more classes because, look, you can never learn enough. And the Outdoor Skills Academy is something that you can really kind of strive for by attending a lot more of these classes.
That's the goal. That was the ribbon cutting that you were talking about that Bob Gardner was at. We did the ribbon cutting this past summer for the Outdoor Skills Academy. We have the website. It's live now, so you can find that on the DNR website or on the Hunting and Fishing Center website. There's a link for it. And you can check out all the classes. And we even got classes posted for 2017 already. So if folks are interested in signing up and you couldn't get into that Steelhead Clinic, let's get you on for next year. I don't want to make anybody wait. You know, I wish there was more of me so we could run more.
Well, you know, the way things are going, you know, I'm glad to see that you guys are getting the attention you deserve because it's difficult to find. I mean, aside from just throwing yourself in the middle of something, spending a ton of money, and then not having the success. I mean, just because you can spend the money doesn't mean you're going to have the success. You need to be taught, and you need to be taught by people that have the same passion you do. And probably a lot more patience than I do.
You know, having those folks like Norm Smith come in, I've learned a ton from them guys on tight lining and teaching, you know, picking up those tips and tricks on teaching folks on how to tight line, or maybe it's using different baits or jigs or plastics. And I'll tell you what, I've got an awesome team of folks that are just phenomenal. And every one of them wants to pass their knowledge on. And I hope folks are able to take advantage of that.
Well, again, speaking with Ed Shaw, interpreter for the Michigan DNR at the Carl T. Johnson Hunt and Fish Center, you guys really do. I mean, there's a lot of good people involved, yourself and the people that you mentioned. And there's a lot of good family, and I'm emphasizing the word family, programs there that you can all, you know, partake in and learn more. Because, again, you know, you can buy all the gear you want, but if you don't know how to use it, you know, it doesn't really mean a lot.
I'll tell you what, there's a picture on our website of a little girl holding a big crappie up that she caught ice fishing up here. She's from Indiana, and her family come up to Cabra Faye skiing every year, but they make an appointment to come and go ice fishing with us now, and that is phenomenal. This will be their third year coming. She's already called and said, "We made our reservations. You're taking it out ice fishing, right?" And so that is the best feeling in the world. And that little girl, and that you'll see her, she's in a pink coat, holding that big crappie with the biggest smile in the world. It's just so cool.
I'm glad you said crappie because I just saw the picture of Russ Bartel and I was getting a little confused. But that's our buddy Russ. We saw him on your page there as well. You know, and of course the OSA website is coming along. You've been working on that for the Outdoor Skills Academy as well.
Yep, it's posted. It's up and running. We've been adding to it, but we didn't want to wait any longer to get it up and running and posted, so there will be some changes. There'll be a lot of additions coming on as we add volunteers and pro staff members to the Outdoor Skills Academy. We do have our official Outdoor Skills Academy pro staff now, and these guys are some of the best in fishing and hunting and what they do, and hopefully you'll be able to catch us at some of the sports shows too. So we'll be at Cabela's in December, we'll be down at Outdoor Rama, we're going to be at the Ultimate Sport Fishing Show. So if you guys want to come and talk hunting and fishing, we're all about it.
Well, good, because you'll be sick of seeing me in all those shows. I mean, every last one of them. So Ed Shaw, again, man, appreciate it so much. Carl T. Johnson Hunt and Fish Center, located in the Lake Mitchell State Park in Cadillac. As always, man, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for joining us here in Wild Michigan.
Thanks for having me anytime.
Absolutely. Thanks again to everybody joining us here. Thanks to Darton Archery, also Costa Sunglasses, Lucky Buck, our friends at MUCC, and don't forget carnivoreclub.co, 15% off with the promo code WILDMICHIGAN.